Meeting is in call to order, and the secretary will call the roll.
Here. John Anderson.
Here.
I'm Keenan Hunter.
Carl can say that she's been dealing with a mother in the emergency room and might be exactly what the guy is.
Rodrigo Agueta. Fred Blair.
Here.
Lydia Bertone.
Here.
John Cormichael. Ariana Gladney. Ted Graywall.
Presented.
Leonard Eisenberg.
Here.
Tim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Klender. Jim Lafferty. Ali Lexa.
Here.
Brenda Medina said that she might be late and might need an excuse absence. Excuse request for Brenda. Sequoia Olivia Mercier. Dutch Merrick.
Here.
Margie Murray.
Present.
Michael Milgram.
Present.
John Parker. Summer Reed. Lawrence Reyes.
Yep.
John Wenger.
Here.
Lamont Yagy. Thirteen present, we have quorum.
So we have one definite request for excused absence from Brenda Medina, and one possible request for excused absence from are there any objections to excusing those absences?
No.
Seeing none, excused.
Only if you do this.
Approval of the agenda, which should be in front of you now.
So, give us a moment, please.
I see Lydia.
Did you just say you asked for approval of those that asked for excused absences?
Yes.
But what about the people that aren't here that didn't ask for an excused absence?
There's no way.
Does it go down as an unexcused absence?
No. Yeah, because we didn't.
Yeah, people who are not here did not request excused absence. Yes.
Yeah.
So that goes on the record, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless they show up. Some of them may.
Yeah, they might come late.
I want to know that that's not that we're just excusing everyone.
No, just the two that requested. And that's 21.
Sure. Yes, I was wondering if we could move, because we probably won't get to the PD search, wherever it is on the agenda. And so if we could move that up to before the PNC director report, if that's okay, just a brief update.
Sure.
But we now PD search?
Yes, so that would be number, it would be number 8. And then PMB directors would be number 9.
Okay. Yeah. Not accepted. Any other proposed amendments to the agenda?
We used to do treasurer's report early in the meeting. I noticed it's down in finance committee report. Can we move the finance committee report up after the GM report? So it's between BII and BIII, between 7 and 8, I guess just before PD search.
Any objections to that?
Well, after the PD search?
Or just before the PD search?
Yeah. PD search will be real quick, so probably
okay, right after the PD search.
Okay, so with that objection, any other changes? Can we continue to the team? Any objections? Anything else? Ground rules of communication again are please be treat others as you would be treated. Don't talk out of turn. Don't talk over other people. They will apply for board members and for members of the community. Any announcements?
Okay. There will be a memorial service Les Radke up in the Bay Area on June 23rd. Yeah.
This Sunday.
This Sunday? Okay. If anybody goes up there.
Uh-huh.
You're a long time contributor, a couple of times NES, and just someone who offered sage advice.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that guy.
Are these motions considered part of the agenda? The motions, finance and governance motions?
Yeah.
I would move that the governance committee motion is moved since the ED has hired an election supervisor.
Any
the motion regarding hiring an election supervisor.
Yeah, it was announced last night.
I would move that that's moved since he's stricken from the agenda.
Okay, approval of the minutes of the last meeting we actually held, which was April 18th. It was circulated electronically by Aaron Gary. Did you get the copy of
those? Okay, yeah.
Thank you, Alan Gray, for making that copy of the minutes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'll just look if there's anything else. I don't think.
Are there any objections to the minutes that circulated? Seeing none, we'll present the minutes of April 18th. Some of those are approved. And any later amendments. Scheduling location now for the meeting. The next meeting of the local station board has been noticed. At Tia Chucha's Central Cultural and Bookstore in Silmar, California. The address is 13197 Gladstone Avenue, Street A, Silmar 91342, near Hubbard Street and the 210 Freeway. And do you want to add something about the PD search in relation to that?
Are we there? Wait, what?
We're scheduling the next meeting.
Oh.
No, we're still on.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should hold off and see, because Ali says he's here during his last meeting.
Okay. Anybody else have any news for those meetings?
Yeah, the next LSC meeting conflicts with an in-person.
You have to speak louder, please. It's getting old. Please speak up.
The scheduled next LSC meeting conflicts with an in-person CMD meeting.
So,
really?
I don't think
it's where the meeting is the 20th to the 23rd.
Oh,
San Francisco. We could have an LSC meeting up there, maybe.
I thought it was
July
20th.
July
20th. We finally had a meeting scheduled and venued in advance and we got a conflict. So,
so I recommend, again, that we wait until Ali has his PD search committee, because if depending on how close they are to the end, we're going to want to pick a venue A we're familiar with and that is conducive to the process of closed session and so forth. And so that's one. And then the other issue that will come up during the P&D report is that because of the of this year's schedule for making bylaw changes, same thing, is that we might want to factor that into considering the kind of venue that we have for that new schedule.
Why, that's not closed session.
No, it's not closed session.
Well, the first question is before the venue is delayed.
We did it last year.
I know. So, for example, we might not want to have it in Santa Barbara that weekend.
We're not going to have it in Santa Barbara. I mean, I'm not going to Santa Barbara. So.
That's my point. So I'm saying...
We wouldn't want to have it in New Jersey.
Okay.
Well, let's have
okay.
Well, before we talk about the venue, we have to talk about the date.
Yeah.
The 21st, the conference at the B&B.
Well,
right.
How about the 28th? The weekend of the 28th? Or the 25th? The next Monday?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the next Wednesday.
We'll have to check on the venue pending other questions, but that date is set for the 28th. Thank you, Terry, for pointing out the conflict. Yes.
Do you still wish to try to hold that in Shoma?
I said we'll have to discuss the venue a little later. Okay.
What about the 14th? That's a week earlier instead of a week later. Is that okay?
Well, the motion was made and seconded.
That's bureaucracy, but seriously, I have high conflict on that day, and I don't have a conflict on the 14th. Is the 14th open for the rest of the members?
I have a conflict on the 14th.
Okay.
Okay, so
can we have whoever schedules the meeting place check if it's available for that day? I guess my other question would be, do you happen to know how close that is to the metro station?
It's Gilmore, it's probably only Metro Link.
Oh, okay. I was thinking the one that was San Fernando.
So what we said based on the earlier comments is we're going to reserve the question of where will be on the flight at a later point. We do have a public email, which is lsboard@kpsk.org. And it's a web mail-based function that people can look at and go on board.
Can we all get instructions on how to access that?
I'll request that in Jonathan. Somebody forwarded me actually an email.
It was out of sequence, but I just got a call from Summer who car is not running, it broke on the way, so she's asking for an excused absence. I've got to see, just got the call.
Okay. Any objections to the senior summer reading that?
Excuse me.
Yes.
Does that mean we have a half hour left on our agenda?
So implementation of follow-up and action items. We had a little connection with the agenda, but we have multiple copies now.
Maybe Lawrence, if you'd like to go to coordinator after. Thank you. I was working on the project.
Okay, no worries.
Thank you.
I'm still doing a
30-second
announcement.
Okay.
Mr. Member Rewall, I believe, signed a contract for a job at a school office. We're going to have maybe the last teacher in the world away.
Use the mic, please.
Tesh, why don't you quickly tell us what we're celebrating?
I just accepted a position at Washington Tech High School to teach 9th grade algebra and geometry.
Oh, that is beautiful. A lot of hard work.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And for some reason, the next time on the rescission of the LSP attendance policy, is there anything to say about that? Well,
I'm just reporting that I updated the minutes.
Okay. So the kind of the gentleman is report and Q&A.
Thank you. I didn't actually realize these two things were going to be on the agenda under this. John alluded to it to me, but I wasn't prepared for the detail issue. But I'll look into that. We'll go through the report first, if that's okay. I just want to make a note too that I do apologize if any offense was caused by my knee-jerk reaction on Saturday to claims that I heard about some of the Mexican election coverage, and I want to do that on the public record because it seems to me that since then, I don't want to bring this issue up to a head again so we can discuss it, but it seems to me that I overreacted when I sent a message around and I did not want to cause offense, and I apologize for that to anybody who was offended, and in particular to the programmers involved and anybody who enjoyed that broadcast. And I'm pleased that I did actually approve that broadcast and that we will continue with the Mexican election coverage on the 1st of July. Certainly, General Manager's report, pleased to report that we made our target for the fund drive when we include the KPFA. The two programs that come out of KPFA during their fund drive and our fund drive that we carry, which is Mitch Gesserich's program and the 6 o'clock news, with those added into our total, we did better than our $1 million target. And I just want to say thanks to everybody who was involved, including the volunteers who helped out in the phone room, and I know that a lot of you in the room did exactly that. I do want to note too that I think since I got here, I've been to every LSB meeting, and I think I might be the only one at the table who can say that, with the exception of Tej, maybe.
I'm John Kerry. And Mike.
The Kira Awards we'll get to in a few minutes. I mentioned here about the Pacifica Foundation experiencing serious financial difficulties. The executive director sent a message round to all of the general managers this afternoon saying that cuts must be made and they must be made quickly. I've already alerted the staff to that at a meeting yesterday. into outreach and development. I won't hold you up because I sent this out earlier today, and I apologize for not getting it up as early as I normally do, but I was out of town all of last week and Monday at the NSCB conference, and Alan was out of town all of last week as well, so his contribution, I was waiting on that until today. The development and outreach department have identified a list of grant opportunities, and I can announce too that a grant of $500 for general operations was received just recently.
$500.
It's not a huge one, but we didn't even have to apply for it. It's come by the Liberty Health Foundation. A list of major donors has been compiled, and we're working on getting something happening with those people to try and re-enliven some of our major donor activity. And we wanted to announce too that among other partnerships we had three of our people in the finalists for the LA Press Club Awards. And I'm sorry Summer's not here because she and Kerry Harrison are one of the groups for their coverage of the news. When WBAI was evacuated during the hurricane a few months back, she and Kerry continued programming. And it's a bit of a difficult one for me to get my head around because the programming I don't think was carried on our air. I think it was only broadcast at BAI. So how they're in the LA Press Club Awards is an interesting point. But nonetheless, they are, and I want to recognise that, and also Sonali Kohatkar in the finalists, and Barry Osborne and Howard Bloom from Deadline LA too. So I think that's really a very good effort. A bunch of things still coming up in terms of media sponsorships with concerts on the way, and we do have a new crop of interns that have come in for the summer. And we've got some very bright young people. We're very lucky to attract the bright young people we do attract, and they seem to enjoy their time, and they're extremely effective around the station at getting things done. And not just the crappy jobs nobody else wants to do. These are very bright young people with great ideas, and they do help us out a lot. And we are working towards again getting the Community Advisory Board up and running. This programming, we admit here that the fund drives are a real drain on our programming resources, and they are a drain on our audience. We lose audience, we know that, during the fund drives, and there has to be a better way. So we are committed to finding the better way because we need to continue to have the money coming in the door, and some of the things that we are using as premiums make a lot of our audience very uncomfortable. And so I think that to a degree we lose a lot of audience through those weeks, and some of those we don't get back. Have some new things coming up. Oh, I just wanted to recognise too that we did the Bloomsday special again on the past weekend, which we have been doing for some time now. And also a remote broadcast that Henry Walkman and Jim Lafferty were responsible for at Downtown LA in the last bookstore. And of course, as I mentioned, the coverage of the Mexican, the lead up to the Mexican election, the debate, and the election coverage that will be coming up. And a few program changes happening over summer. Alternative radio doesn't produce new shows during the summer, so we're putting in some new things in some of the afternoon places that will remain through the summer. And Barry Smolin is returning to KDFK with a new program called Headroom, which will be on Friday night. The other thing that is in the works now is a program about the United States Armed Forces veterans, and we're going to be doing some work with a veterans group to put together a program that will play for a number of weeks during the summer, and I can report more on that as we get closer to the time. They have already recorded a pilot, very good show, and I think it will touch a lot of people in the town, and it will actually it may even change some things, we hope. On the operations side of things, the public file has been digitised. We don't have to do that yet. Television stations have been asked to do it, I think, within 2 years by the FCC. Some television stations, it will follow for radio, so we're getting in on top of that and trying to get that working already. Air conditioning seems to be working mostly fine, and a little beautification project out the front of the building has been completed with donations of trees and volunteer labour, and it's looking pretty good out there too. The rest is the engineering report, the booster. We still don't have any word from Malibu as to the FAA regarding the use of their land for the receive antenna, which we used to have permission for, but which they withdrew some time back. The Rancho Bernardo translator seems to be working fine. The Santa Barbara translator we don't have any issues with right now. And the Mount Winston transmitter, we are on the auxiliary right now, but the emergency power generator has been repaired and delivered back to the transmitter site. And I can tell you that the cost of that repair was likely, it was looking like being in the area of $11,000 to $12,000. $10,000 of that has been donated to us by, I don't know, which used to be anonymous. He actually donated $5,000 towards the solar project, And when we closed that down, he said, well, he didn't want it back, but what he really wanted was something that he could see it was doing for him. And so I said to him, could we use that to contribute to the bill, which was likely to be $11,000 or $12,000? He said yes. And so I proceeded to buy him breakfast at Norm's, and he said he would give us another $5,000. he is a very nice older gentleman who has been a great fan of pancreatic patients from the very beginning, and he has access to some money. Financial status as at yesterday, cash in bank is $467,000, total payables stand at 30, and dental services fees at $110,200 right now. Again, we still await the CPB funding that is due to us across the group. I believe that's in excess of $600,000 across the Pacific group. But because the audit started late, and as I understand that, Lydia, you probably know better than Ken, I don't know if you would have seen it completed yet for the Pacific group. So they will not remit the funding. CPB will not remit the funding until that's been completed and they've reviewed it. So we still wait. We would normally have that in May. It looks like we won't get it until at least July. That may be even late July. I'll move on to the next section. And as I say, I've got some figures from the Hero Awards that are not very pretty. I'm not going to throw anyone under a bus here. I'm the one who signed the budget off. And so it's my responsibility to take the hit for that. We will take a hit, in my view, of around $39,000 to $42,000.
It's outrageous.
Thank you.
Shameful.
The actual outlay on that was in the 90s thousands of dollars, but we got back, poor ticket sales were largely the response, that's the reason for it, and we got back about $30,000 in ticket sales, just under $30,000. We had two major donations to that to begin with, to the tune of about $19,000, and with a little fundraiser that we did before it and the silent auction, we pulled in another 10. So we're looking at around about $30,000 to $40,000 help on that one. That's what I can tell you in terms of details, and I can provide more details. I'll just have to find them, and I appreciate if that's what's said on there about that detailed funding, but I'll take questions on that clearly afterwards. And moving on to the Winter Fund Drive fulfillment rate, I've printed out from the Nemesis files what we've done since August 2011, and I can tell you that fulfillment from the August 2011 drive is at 82%. 79% for October 2011, 78.8% for December 2011, 71% at this stage from February, and 30% from the drive just finished has been fulfilled. Does anybody need any more than that?
No, when you're finished, we'll
just... Okay, well, that's probably all I need to say right now.
Okay, so taking questions first from the LSC department.
Hi, Bernard. Thank you. Where do I start? What was the major expense of the Hero Awards? What was the main time outlay? The location,
the
venue. So that we coordinated, essentially got a really expensive venue.
Yeah, like I said, no one goes under the bus for this but me, but there were some unknowns when I agreed to that venue that came to light very late in the piece, and so that venue was more expensive than I expected it to be.
And one more question. Also, really well done on the labor broadcast. I was really grateful to hear that. As a labor representative myself, I think we can all be proud of the work with that. I think it was really important. And I'm grateful to see you guys bringing in some new pilots and keeping the schedule fresh and relevant. Thank you.
Thank you.
No questions.
Yeah, just real quick, I didn't know how involved you are with the programming changes, but I felt compelled to make an observation. Access Unlimited used to be on a 3 p.m. Tuesday afternoon, and it was put on hiatus for a while. And
I've noticed.
And after a while, when they asked to be brought back on, Feminist Magazine was put on hiatus, and Access Unlimited was put in their slot at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Feminist Magazine did a fantastic job of continuing to produce programming the whole time and make them online only available, and I commend them for that. Now that David Bartholomew is going on hiatus, I see that Feminist Magazine is being put in at 3 p.m. on Tuesdays, while Access Unlimited remains in its old slot of 7 p.m. Wednesdays, where its audience originally was. It just seems to me either poorly thought out or some kind of strategy that I don't understand why Access Limited wasn't put back. And it's 3 p.m. on Tuesday, and Feminist Magazine returns to the time and day where it's audience expects.
I appreciate the observation. I can tell you that Feminist Magazine coming back on a Tuesday afternoon was something of a surprise to me as well. And I'm in discussion with our program director about that.
It's coming. We're going to go in a circle. So.
At some point in your spare time, if someone can give us figures on what, how much of an outlay there is for the premiums that we offer, so that we can consider the ratio of some of the pricier premiums in particular, because I know they vary. It depends on who's writing the book or who's doing video or da da da. And if we can at some point have like a mini drive where we make as part of the pitch, this 4-day mini drive or whatever it is the premiums are only going to be our sound. The only DVDs of what we've had on the air, either at the station or in archives or something like that. And then start seeing what the comparisons are to, between the price of premiums and the mailing also, if that can be factored in. Thank you.
Thanks, Lydia. Yeah, our premiums strike me as being disproportionately high, and we need to work through that. But I think your idea is has a lot of merit. I'm not sure how successful it would be, because we've tried to pitch the station before, and it seems to me that particularly during the thumb drive, and I think Michael knows that when he had worked in the phone room for a time, that it seems that our audience has shifted to that heavily. Home shopping network type of audience.
Not as part of our fund drive, because it can't be a mix there. I'm just saying like a pilot thing and really promote it ahead of time. Yeah, like a little testing short.
I have a question kind of off of what Lydia had just said. Are there going to be any premiums that start at $25 or a base membership fee, so even at that level, or where there is an open offer where anybody can donate maybe at the $10 level, like anything like that is welcome?
There are premiums at the $25 level, but they are few and far between, and
is there going to be like
that? I'd like to see that happen, certainly, because I think that's the grassroots membership.
More of that, because the prices are just going...
Thank you.
Consent? You spoke of the.
Brad, can you use the mic?
I agree, as I hope others do here, that the nature of some of our premiums is real unfortunate, and appreciate the remarks from the general manager that we need to look at issues of quality and the basis of the appeal that we're making with them. Then a question, the total cash in bank of $467, is that adequate to reflect our anticipated obligations before CPP and other incomes are received?
The short answer is it will be, but it is also the May receipts so far from the fund drive. And the fund drive did run through until June. I expect that to go out by a chunk in the next little while as pledges are fulfilled. But yes, until the CPP funding, yes, my assessment is that it would be.
It seems that the board was excluded from the planning of the appeal of the board. We knew not very much about it. When we did find about it, you wanted to charge us to get in.
Yeah.
And I questioned who was involved in the planning. You're not a local person. I don't think you would pick the so-called bureau. There was a Friday afternoon KPFK preacher that was called a hero. And he's a real vile, vulgar hustler. And KPFK calls him a hero and tried to charge people to get it to see him. And almost every OSB meeting, we tell you that this is not a business, and I guess you found out the hard way, and that's a hard call for you to take, but I think other people are probably involved at the station, and I think we ought to have a full investigation of the planning and misrepresentation of so-called bureaus, and how you guys do $80,000 coming down to $39,000 with numbers. But God, this can't happen ever again, and we have to have an investigation about the planning, the naming of the bureaus, the picking of the venue. How insane to pay that much money for them. So people who are not even here. Thank you.
Thank you. I can assist you then.
Sorry, Ben.
Yeah, I think if they do continue to be involved, I believe so. The thing is that you've been used a lot of times to do things that you don't know what you're getting into, like this thing. But when we as programmers, you know, don't raise money, we are just quickly removed from the air, you know. 2 weeks we are out of the air because we didn't make it, blah, blah, blah. So why don't we apply, you know, the same, you know, procedure to those who decide things like this, like, you know, really mess it up, you know, economically, you know, KPSK. Why don't you suspend those who, you know, bring these things and who somehow, you know, get it done without presenting it to the board, to the governance body. So, and it's like stepping over the governance body. And it really hurts because a lot of the programs, you know, that are removed from the air are replaced by thankless programs. You know, that aren't saying anything, really, basically. So at the last meeting that we have with Alan Minsky, we told him that if we could do, let's say, on a weekly basis, you know, kind of, not a fund drive, but something that we can offer every week, let's say, for $25 today, you say, we are offering you, you know, a good CD or DVD or whatever. So, in the terms of those months, you know, we raise so much money, and we are not kicked out of the air, right? Because even though we do raise money, and we see, you know, now that we do,
yeah,
and we see, like, you know, how many calls we get. So we are not in agreement, you know, how we have been treated, and, you know, and then having these situations by losing thousands and thousands of dollars and issues like this. So you I mean, we would like to have a meeting and then expose to you, but you got to take it seriously, because I know, I mean, I have read many good ideas on how to raise money, but so far I haven't seen one DM to really take it seriously and apply them. Because it's good to hear you that it's good to hear, you know, that you're asking for ideas, but it's going to be better if we can apply the ideas that you hear. Right. One thing, you know, basically that, you know, and just, you know, for everyone, you know, here from the voice of the Spanish language programmers, you know, we hope, you know, this is the last time, you know, that a gossip messes up, you know, our situation and brings us more time. I know you apologize. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'll bring that work to the association. That really is something that should never happen again. Thank you.
I did not understand what you
said. I said that, you know, here, yeah, they do not apologize that
the situation,
for the situation of the Spanish language programming that was raised because of the gossip that happened, and we felt attacked, right? And then, you know, we just hope it doesn't happen again. That's what I said. Yeah. Lo que dije es eso, básicamente.
That's
what
the case.
Okay.
I have four comments to make. First one is, I was answering phones at the last fundraiser and I'm outside, and I witnessed the confrontation between one of the staff and some parking morons. And when I asked what was going on, I find that we give the parking to them, and there's no money involved. And I'm supposed to believe that this is done for security reasons. I have a hard time believing, and I ask myself, what is this? The Jewish prayer, how is this day different than others, and how is the solar project different than this, or what do they have in common? And the name comes back to Zuberi Fields. I don't believe that parking structure, the parking outside, is done for security reasons. I think some money is changing hands, and I think people need to look into it. I'm tired of sitting on a board where there are no consequences of anybody screwing up, which brings me to the Hero Awards. I find out about the Hero Awards after the fact. There's not a person I talk to that thinks that these are going to be successful. They think we're going to take a bath, but like Frankenstein's monster seems to have a life of its own, and it keeps living, and it goes like lots of things at KPFK. They go, they have a life of their own, and they have absolutely nothing to do with the purpose of this station. I agree with Mr. Anderson, but I go a little further than what Mr. Anderson says. I think there needs to be a formal vote of this board for censure. I think something needs to be done, because if people do things and there are no consequences, it's like the kid who gets sent to Catholic school, comes back after the first year, got straight A's. Oh, this is what happened. I saw the guy on the cross. I knew they meant business. The staff doesn't think we mean business. And you know something? At the committee of the PMB, they can ignore us with impunity. Brings me to number three, major donors. I had a discussion with you about major donors. You sent me a list of, quote, major donors. We never had a meeting about it. We never did anything about it. Time keeps on drifting into the future. Third quarter, I reported an issue. I didn't say one way or the other. I said what was said to me, what I think went down, and maybe with Mr. Crumshaw. That's 4 months ago. Nothing has taken place. Notice the commonality between all four points that I make. Nothing takes place, and I wonder what the hell I'm doing sitting on this board where nothing takes place, and we are just completely ignored. One thing I don't want to be totally negative, so the last thing I will mention is I very much enjoyed the Mexican elections coverage. I think it's an attempt to do something that this station should be more about, given the demographics of La Nuestra Señora La Reina de los Ángeles. And I think we ought to recognize this and be more of this. My hat's off. And the nonsense that went on the internet, I just couldn't believe what I was watching. And I just started believing without reading it. Brought it to the people who put it on. Thanks.
Thanks, Lenny. I would caution you about making accusations about money changing hands. I don't think that's something that you should do in this forum, certainly. I
questioned it.
I don't believe in Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy, and I don't believe people are given the parking lot at KPFK for nothing for security. But at what's in common? Inquiry notice. We have a general manager. The general manager should look into the fact that you go there and you've got it being operated as a private business.
The agreement, which was entered into some time ago, and I met with the gentleman who runs the valet company, was that 2 or 3 car parks would be made available to them in exchange for them being on site. I have had numerous comments from female programmers saying it makes them feel safer. I can look into it further. I'm not sure what I'll find further. In terms of what happens, I can tell you that with respect to the Hero Awards, a formal reprimand is on my personnel file. Censure if you want.
Is there a way of avoiding that happening again by a process? I don't believe that a local station board should manage a station. That's what management is for. But there needs to be more. I mean, you have a lot of expertise.
I'm going to ask you to stop because because many of the people still want to speak. We're over time already for the board. Further comments, questions?
Yeah, I've got a lot to say, but of course I'm not going to get into that. No, I just have one question.
Jump the gun, Ken, because we were going around the table.
Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, I have some more questions about the fund drive, actually.
Can people hear me now?
Yeah.
I have more questions. I have a question about the fund drive, actually. I sit on the National Audit Committee, and I've got a chance to see the preliminary audit report.
Brent, pick it up, and then you can move your head with it.
I've had a chance to see the preliminary audit report for 2011, and I noticed that one thing that kind of stands out is that the price that KPFK pays for premiums is the largest of any of the five stations. We exceed, I believe, the premium costs of KPFA by twice. I'm not going to give any numbers, but do you have any insights as general manager on what's going on there? And I know we have to pay money for premiums to make money, but it seems that we're spending more on premiums than we should be.
I think I said this earlier, that I think it is disproportionately high. But it seems to be what the fund drive audience goes for, and you know, we have to pay what we have to pay. I would like to see a lower, and I'm working with Terry Guy on that.
Thank you.
Point of information is that KPFK's premium costs are about three times as high as KPFA and about twice as much as WBAI.
You say KPFA Berkeley's three times?
No, we're three
twice
times. We are three times higher. Our costs are three times higher than KPFA and twice as high as WBAI.
And what about the profit?
I don't know. The
bottom line is the profit.
I don't know what that is. I mean, you know, we don't have those numbers. We need to, you know, look into it. All I know is what we're paying is proportionately much higher. I just want to correct some numbers about the Hero Award. You said it made $35,000, about $30,000.
Lost $30,000.
Well, to date, all of the revenue to date from every community event this year has been $35,000. All of the expenses to date has been $113,000.
Say it again.
$113,000. That's a $78,000 total net loss for all community events this year. So I think we'd really like to see the numbers all split out. And I did let you know on Monday that the board was expecting to see this tonight. So to say, well, I have no idea.
I didn't say I had no idea. I said I didn't expect to go to that level of detail. And I also said I can provide it when I had a chance to get it.
It's available. Those numbers are available. You know, there.
Per go, I will get them.
Great. I personally feel really uncomfortable in the parking lot when I've encountered those guys. They're very aggressive, and they don't feel secure to me. So I don't know what they're doing there. If there is a written agreement, I would like to see it. Well, if there's a verbal agreement, I'd like to see that, you know, written down so we can understand
I think what I'm hearing, Kim, is that the agreement needs to be stopped.
Yeah, or we need to know what it is, not
right.
Just...
I tried to explain what it was.
Yeah, but we've heard many different versions of that.
I'm just telling you what they told me, what the guy who does the thing told me in front of the staff members.
Whatever. It's something. Now, just in terms of the...
Johnny, just want to add to that too, but the other thing the program has said, and I'm not saying this is a good enough reason to continue it, but the other thing the program has said is that when they're not there, it's a madhouse.
The target. I've never seen that.
Never seen staff get threatened the way I did that night.
Yeah, I've never seen it jammed on Friday.
By the parking guys who were there for security.
So I don't know. Just in terms of doing a total. What you said, Lydia, about what we do that for PRA when we do a couple of days a year for the archives. And we only have
a
specific archive programs. We do do that, and it does have its own kind of popularity. So that is, you know, we can use that as a model and see how that works out if it's been done. So when can we expect to see this accounting? In a week or?
Community events.
Give me 2 weeks to see what.
Well, another. Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to get something clarified on the report. It said that we're still working on. I didn't get whether or not the backup diesel generator is now up there and functioning, or there were two generators. I just as understanding. I thought. Generators like electrical power, so we have a backup generator if we can't get it from Southern California Edison or whatever. So we only have one backup generator. We don't have another generator. We just have a backup generator. So is it there now, ready to go? You can turn it on or not?
It was supposed to be delivered and installed today.
Okay. So it's been fixed and transported back and connected today, theoretically.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. The other thing on the... Hero Awards, just to understand, it was $30,000 in receipts at the event.
$30,000, there was just under $20,000 through the ticket office. Not actually, but, you know, pre-bookings and other stuff like that. And there was about $9,500 through KPFK's website.
Okay. So $30,000 for attending against an estimated $90,000 operational cost.
Yeah,
I mean, I understand there were other donations and people talking about that.
It's not that so much. It's when I first saw the plan, it looked completely feasible to me.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, obviously that number of tickets is significantly lower than I expected to move.
No, that's okay. I understand. And I'll just say this. I don't, you know, I'm not going to ask rhetorical questions. I think I understand everything else. Okay, thank you. And I didn't realize this great opportunity to pass the mic, so I don't want to miss my chance to say something about the parking. I'm quite concerned about it because this has been going on for quite a time, and I've had several confrontations with them over the last year, and at one point they brought somebody over to cigarette hanging out of his mouth and saying, here's your problem. Said, well, I'm trying to park here and I can't park. He said, and whatever he said, they make arrangements and so on. And I had sent an email before you were here, Bernard, and then it stopped for a while. But they're very aggressive about it, and they're there. The security that they're ensuring is that no one parks free from Uncle Juana's and walks over. And when I was standing there, all of a sudden the cars that zoomed in didn't park, and they just, oh, they're just passing through. And when I asked them, what are you doing? They said, well, we're just temporarily here. I said, that's temporary, and that's temporary, and that's temporary. Oh, yes. So they're serving their own interests. They also take care of the Good Neighbor parking lot, and similarly, very, very aggressive. I went there to the Shackley distributor after 6, and they, I mean, practically physically going to prevent me from parking because they had control of the parking lot. So those are the kinds of people that we would probably not want to have at KPFK.
Thanks,
John. Thank you.
I wanted to thank you for the apology in the beginning regarding your remarks about the Mexico election coverage and the controversy that was kicked up by some scuttlebutt rumor that was unfounded. I'll just reiterate the concerns. The Finance Committee met with you prior to the Hero Awards and raised many of the concerns regarding both the personnel working on it and the planning board, and your response was to say that it would be different because you were supervising it. And I don't think that's sufficient. And to me, I don't care about
Wayne, name is Elaine Blaine. But going forward, I think it's vital that you understand the role the government has to play in contributing to the success of the station, and embrace that, and manage the station with a sense of the contribution the government can make. And I'll reiterate, I think that this station desperately needs stronger management. And when you were chosen and came in, I think there was a great feeling that you were someone who would be providing that. And I think you're starting to get disappointment from people about not fulfilling that potentiality and not seizing the moment that was there and is still there, I think. But I think that the resistance to management within the ranks of the station historically, and I think there was a moment where everybody inside the station felt it was time for solid management. And I realize you still function as a program director and many other things, but I would urge you to take this moment to manage more strongly. I think what you said earlier in response to the thing about the parking lot, that the agreement should be voided, correct? And I think that's there, which, again, that's a contribution beginning from the governance about how that program or agreement plays itself out in reality. And so take the advantage of this amount of input from people who represent the ministers and the staff and are trying to contribute.
Okay. I think what I've heard from the board and also from people within the station spoken to me, I was definitely hassled by the parking valet. They wanted to take my car, and at the time I had all of my art supplies and photographic equipment in it, and the people that were parking were disco girls and guys, quite open to Mama Juana's. I just found myself in a position where I had to tell the gentleman, excuse me, but I do have business here. I want my vehicle secured by myself. Please move that vehicle for me. I think when he realized I was standing my ground, he relented. I did hear that female person who had a radio show on in the evening was told she could park elsewhere. I found that highly disturbing, but also I think as a board, we are trying to make sure that the employees feel safe, and I understand that concern. However, I've seen in my dealings with people that just the reverse happened. I know that happened to me. And the other thing I want to point out to management is the fact that we live in a very litigious society, and has someone been nice, great, you know, whatever, on the parking lot, not only would they sue the valet parking, but they would also sue us. And I think that's just the reality of the day we live in. Furthermore, these are very undesirable characters that were handling the car. Who knows what else they were into. And I have to ask, honestly, how do we know that the valet parking company isn't writing this off as a donation to a nonprofit? The whole thing raises horrible consequences for the radio station if any of those things were to happen. Okay, so that's how I feel on the parking situation. I think Tish makes an excellent point. CDs are very expensive now, DVDs. But I think with the volume of arts we have connected with the station, we certainly could have them printed up for a nominal cost and be offered for people that just want first-time exposure as well. So I think we need to look into that. I think we need to look into web-based programming, where people have friends that you could say, you know, like Best for Kids has a movie on the web at KPFA. It draws them not only to the web, but it draws them to the program listings. I also agree with what Ali said about Access Unlimited, one of my favorite shows. I think Sean is here. He does an excellent job. And I think that Sean had a following at 3PM, which I think got cut into. I don't know how it's doing now, but. And furthermore, I did run a nonprofit, and we did make arrangements with people who wanted to host fundraisers for those staff. They got no profit until a certain number was met. They never got over any more than 20%. That was rare. A lot of people did it for 10% because they liked our cause. I hope this doesn't dampen the board's spirit to do fundraising. It was done in a conservative, well-thought-out plan way, because I do think we have enough listeners that we could make a profit on a fundraiser. So that being said, I do understand the fact that you're new to the area, and I just thought the evening was wrong. I just like the fact that I believe we hired a woman who did make some money during the fundraiser, and I would ask her for the money back. Okay? Thank you.